the new single from the Kaiser Chiefs. It's called Never Miss a Beat. This is Virgin Radio, soon to be known as Absolute Radio. I'm going to tell you exactly why that is. For the first time, you're going to get the full story on the air here. I'm going to tell you about that in just a minute. But before that, I'm going to go through some of the email that we got. Actually, I'm going to sit down to do this because I can't read the screen from up here. Right, let's have a look here then. Let's have a look. First one says, the reason I listen... Right, here we go. Somebody texted in. Javs texted in. Said, sorry, I missed most of the part of the show today where you talked about the changes to the station, but I read the following on the internet. Musically, Absolute will focus on rock, Led Zeppelin, Queen, the Rolling Stones, at the expense of chart acts like Katy Perry and Duffy, both of whom feature on the current playlist. The gaffer, it says Virgin has been guilty into drifting into the mainstream when it needs to be distinctive. Jav carries on. The reason I listen to Virgin Radio is that I've become disenfranchised with American music and have come to enjoy new popular music from the UK. I'm concerned that when listening to your station now, it'll just be old music. I won't be discovering the new music that's coming out of the UK. Can you say anything to soothe my fears? Yes, Jav, that's nonsense. It's a nonsense. Of course, there's a truth to it. You're going to hear some great, you know, the greatest artists that have ever recorded. We're talking about the likes of Led Zeppelin and David Bowie and the Beatles and so on, but you still get to discover new music. And if anything, we're going to do that more so. Instead of just playing the same few records over and over and over again, what we're going to be doing in the future is playing a lot more new records, so you get to discover them, new artists. We're going to be finding new great British singer-songwriters. So don't worry about that, Jav. Next text message I've got here says, will Annabelle still be able to say jizz at 5 o'clock in the afternoon when the show moves? I don't know. Nothing's set in stone.
No.
Next one. Now that you've got a new name, can you bring back Pete and Jeff? Doesn't work like that. And I know that there may be a perception that the reason me and Pete stopped working together was that Richard Branson accidentally tuned into the radio station one day and said, as long as the name of my company is above that door, I don't want this pair of idiots to ever to be heard again. Like it's the end of Ghostbusters and with the two unholy forces that have come together. No, me and Pete won't be getting back together. Do you know what? I prefer being friends with him to being on the radio with him. That's a much nicer thing. Next one. Jeff and crew. Symposium, please. Glad to hear the move to the Drive Time show. Here's an idea for a new feature. Drunk driving versus stone driving. Okay, probably not. All the best for the new slot, Chris. Another email from Paul on a similar subject. Okay, can we assume the death knells for drunk versus stoned? Yes, we can. But, you know, the interesting part of that is we will be winding up that particular experiment and... and we'll get the full statistics for who is better, drunkards or stoners, before we finish the show. We got a while yet, I don't know how long, but you know, we've got a while to dance together yet, so don't worry about that. He also suggests some new games, Cake versus Pie, Posh versus Punk, Red Bull versus Sugar Rush, a kiddie version of Drunk versus Stoned, and Nanny versus Manny, although he says that's getting desperate now. Yeah, what else we got here? This is from Josh in Romford, who says, Jeff, what is happening to your time slot? I've heard that you're going to take over the Drive Time slot from Tony. Will you be stopping doing the 10 till 1 slot altogether? Yes, we can't do two shows a day. That would be exhausting. That would be working 6 hours a day. And that, you know, we wouldn't be able to... Just as it is, we're going to be working 5 shows instead of 4 shows, which means 15 hours a week. And I'm not sure that we'll still be able to claim income support when we're working 15 hours a week. So certainly we're not going to do six hours a day. But I know that good things are happening. I don't know how much has been unveiled yet, and I don't want to say too much without going on the internet and checking. That's how I know. I don't know what's been let out of the bag or not, but there is something you already know that's going to be expanded and improved and like new stuff in it, and it's something brilliant. I had a conversation about this with the person concerned earlier, and it's genuinely exciting. And finally, this one from Scott on the Scottish Borders, who says, "Hey Jeff, why have you changed your name to Absolute Radio? It's absolutely lame." Scott, I disagree with you. It's just a word. Now, don't get me wrong, it's been great being called Virgin Radio for all these years. And Virgin, it's a thing, you know, it's a company that everyone in Britain knows. And, you know, we all think Richard Branson, great entrepreneurial spirit. And it's been great, but we got to go forwards. Richard doesn't own the radio station. Some new people do, and they need to give it a new name. They need to be able to do their own thing so they can go forward and set it free and turning it up to 11. So the question is, why are they really changing the name from Virgin Radio to Absolute Radio? The other DJs haven't been able to go into this. Not that there's any artifice, not that there's any concealing it, but, you know, they're more professional than me. You know, they're on message. They get the message out exactly how it should be professionally presented. But there are other factors at play. There is a real reason that I think a lot of people may have guessed at. And it's good. Don't get me wrong. It's going to be fantastic. But there's a real reason that hasn't yet been addressed that we're going to be changing from Virgin Radio to Absolute Radio. That hasn't yet been told to you. And yet, I am now ready to tell you the real reason that we'll be changing to Absolute Radio in the near... Oh, look! It's fireworks!
Oh, yeah!
Aren't they pretty?
Oh.
Look at that! Oh, red one! Oh!
Oh!
Oh! Oh, they're beautiful! Anyway, what was I saying?
I can't remember.
I'm sure it can't have been important.
This is Virgin Radio, soon to be Absolute Radio.
How long should a test drive last? 10 minutes round the block? Half an hour up the...